This is the Texas Standard.
Kush, Spice, K2. Those are some of the popular street names for synthetic marijuana. It's a chemical compound which is a cheap high, but one that has lethal side effects, vomiting, hallucinations, and seizures. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, the chemical compound has put an estimated 11,000 people in the hospital since 2010. As police try to stop the drug from doing more damage on the street, K2 has now found its way into Texas prisons, and officials say that is a big problem. Mike Ward is Austin Bureau Chief for the Houston Chronicle. Mike, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Why would K2 be so prevalent in Texas prisons? How are they getting it?
It's being smuggled in. It's prevalent inside prisons because it's prevalent outside prisons. And in some respects, it's argued that it may be the perfect drug for prison consumption.
The perfect drug for prison consumption.
Because it doesn't show up on the drug test that they randomly give the inmates.
As contraband goes in prison, it used to be that the most desired thing was a cell phone, right? And the prices were somewhere between $300 and $1,000 or so. How does K2 stack up to a cell phone, for example?
Well, K2, depending on the prison unit, can be less expensive. It for sure is less expensive out on the street, and there's a large markup between the street price that you can buy K2 for and what the price it sells for inside prison.
So what specifically? I mean, is it like, what, $20 or something like that on the street?
It's about $20 or so, and it can sell for, you know, 10 times that or more inside the prison.
I mean, people don't like to talk about this, but this would, one would imagine, mean that they're getting this from, what, prison guards or during visitation?
Correctional officers are smuggling some of it in, according to the investigators. A large number of visitors are also smuggling it in. In recent weeks, they have confiscated K2 that was hidden inside a baby's diaper.
In a baby's diaper?
They got some off a grandmother who was going in to visit her grandson at a unit in East Texas.
What then can prison officials do at this point? I mean, it sounds like their hands are a bit tied the same way that they've struggled against marijuana and cell phones and other contraband.
Well, they're all over this at this point. They are going in with targeted enforcement campaigns on visitation days to search people who are coming into prisons to do visits. And they've made quite a number of arrests so far. They're also doing a number of the more expensive drug tests that they didn't normally do that do detect K2. One of the problems with K2 is that the chemical makeup is changed in the manufacturing process to elude detection. Mm-hmm. So it's a continual process of upgrading some of these drug tests to detect the various chemicals that are added to this.
So as soon as you think you've got a solution, the compound changes.
That's right. One of the most dangerous aspects of K2 is that in some respects, it's like PCP was a number of years ago. The people, it is uncontrollable hallucinations and other side effects. That makes it particularly dangerous in a correctional setting. One correctional officer told me a story about a time that they had three inmates on the same cell block. One of them was rolling around on the floor, another one was attacking other inmates, and the third was just totally uncontrollable and was fighting everybody. And so if you imagine a situation where you've got a cell run with 40 or 50 inmates, you've got three that are totally out of control, and you have to contain the situation by trying to get control of these people without hurting them and without keeping them from hurting other people. You can just imagine what a mess that would be.
An enormous situation, a risk for corrections officers.
That's right.
What about for the inmates themselves? Any deaths reported so far?
No deaths reported so far, but most people tell me that they think that's coming if it hasn't already happened. One of the issues is the toxicology test generally only tests for drugs at X level, and a lot of times the drug tests are not run that could have detected K2.
Mike Ward is reporting on this story for the Houston Chronicle. We're going to have a link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Mike, thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome.